still more to do to fight inflation. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's the indication from the latest jobs report.
The report is strong. 263,000 jobs were added, beating an expectation of 250,000. The unemployment rate also came in slightly lower than expected at 3.5%.
Fox's Kelly O'Grady, a stronger-than-expected labor market won't help tame inflation, which means the Fed will likely have to aggressively raise interest rates again next month. That reality deepened yesterday's losses on Wall Street. The Dow lost more than 600 points. The price of gas keeps rising. AAA says the national average price for a gallon of regular is at $3.90. Vice President Kamala Harris is heading to Texas today. She'll meet with advocates for reproductive rights and will attend a Democratic fundraiser in Austin. The vice president has no plans to visit the southern border. 8 buses filled with migrants arrived in New York City today from Texas, one day after Democratic Mayor Eric Adams declared a state of emergency. House Republican Nicole Malliotakis spoke to Fox and Friends Weekend.
He did not call out President Biden by name or call for President Biden to secure the border. He talked about some decompression strategy for the border. I don't know what that means. He needs to tell President Biden to secure the border, stop the nonsense, reinstate the policies under President Trump.
Mayor Adams says 1 in 5 people in the New York City shelter system is a migrant. Anti-government protests are in their 4th week in Iran. Demonstrators in several cities are twirling their headscarves in defiance of strict Islamic dress code. The protests began after a young woman died while in the custody of the country's morality police. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Rail traffic has resumed on a bridge between Russia and Crimea. The structure partially collapsed after a truck bomb earlier today. Ukraine has stopped short of claiming responsibility, though officials have long threatened to strike the bridge. Russia says 3 people were killed. Fatalities in Ireland after an explosion.
Several people were killed, others wounded, in an explosion at a gas station in Ireland Friday.
The 10 casualties are 4 men, 3 women, 2 teenagers, a boy and a girl, and a younger girl.
Police Superintendent David Kelly, that explosion in County Donegal. Police and emergency crews from both the Irish Republic and Northern Ireland responded to the disaster. Police are still investigating the cause of the blast, but they believe it to be accidental. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
It's been nearly 2 weeks since Hurricane Ian barreled into southwest Florida, and crews are still finding victims.
Rescue crews are still busy at work. We were embedded with the Florida Task Force 2 crews. They're using 30 cadaver dogs to scour the island. And we were on the phone with one of those workers this morning. He said in the past few days, the dogs are focusing a lot more on water areas. So then they're taking boats out to check debris along canals or estuaries, the waterways surrounding Fort Myers Beach. And unfortunately, they're finding more victims.
Fox's Nate Foy. According to the latest numbers, the storm is blamed on at least 119 deaths in Florida. The U.S. is not expected to be impacted by Tropical Storm Julia.
Moving pretty quickly, and now that it's here across parts of the southwestern Caribbean, environmental conditions are really set for it to strengthen. This is headed right towards Nicaragua. We do expect to see this strengthen at least into a Category 1, maybe a Category 2 hurricane before making landfall somewhere here in Nicaragua.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.